You're spending your Thursday afternoon with Over Coffee. Had a great time this past weekend at the 18th annual Los Angeles Times Festival of Books over on the USC campus. This was a total celebration. Books, authors, writing resources, and a lot of people who go to the local bookstore and say, okay, I'm just going here to look. You know the answer to that story. The Festival of Books was a free event. They had more than 100,000 people attending over 2 days, 8 different stages with bands playing, all kinds of poetry readings and panel discussions, and opportunities to meet a lot of authors. One of the ones there was a familiar voice with a familiar name. Lanny Hall Alpert is a Grammy-winning vocalist who can sing so convincingly in both Portuguese and in Spanish, you might think her hometown was either Rio or Madrid. She's actually a Chicago native. And Lanny has written a new book called Emotional Memoirs and Short Stories, in which she interweaves her memories of growing up years in Chicago with some very vivid, often very beautiful and memorable fiction. When we talked briefly at the Festival of Books, I asked her about one of those stories that I especially liked, entitled Mr. Belmont.
Well, actually, when I was working in Chicago, I would always change trains at Belmont Station and take the subway to my work. And every time I was at Belmont Station, it just so happened there was this beautiful man sitting on the train bench with an attaché case by his shined shoes. And I just thought he was so beautiful. I think he said hello to me once. I'm not sure. And that's what kind of sparked that story. I just kind of kept going with it. And then just my imagination took over, and I created a relationship between these two people. So that's how Mr. Belmont has happened.
In your book, Emotional Memoirs and Short Stories, you explore, and very daringly, a darker side of being creative, a darker side of being an artist. What have you learned about creativity's dark side over the course of your career?
Well, you know, I approach writing as I approach singing, kind of like a jazz piece. And jazz is all about improvisation. And so you have to trust where you're going. Or else if you're hesitant or self-conscious, you'll lose the feeling and it won't work. And so that's what I did in a lot of these stories. I think that, you know, I think as a human being on the planet that's experienced things, you have to kind of work through things that might be haunting you even from childhood. And you have to work through them and face them. And that's what I tried to do in this book. I really never thought I was going to make a book of these stories. I would just write them and put them in my drawer, and that's where they stayed. And then I decided that through a lot of coaxing from friends that I should do something with them. And it was a good idea, because to put them out in the universe now, you know, to have them available, it freed me a little bit of these images, of these characters. It freed me.
What would you most like people as an author to get from Emotional Memoirs and Short Stories?
Well, the same as some of the fans of music, the music fans of ours. Sometimes I'll go backstage to meet audience members and after the show, and what they say is how touched they were. And when I've had that same reaction to this book, and it was a surprise to me. I didn't think that would happen. I didn't know what would happen, but I didn't think that they would be touched like they are with music, through music. So that's really all that I could hope for, is that someone is touched and can identify with these stories on some level, and that's how we're all connected. So that's really all I could ask for.